The federal government has bought a big piece of the automotive industry and the banking business and the home mortgage industry. Now Congress is figuring out whether it's time to take over the student loan industry. The House Education and Labor Committee held a hearing this past week on the administration's proposal to remove private banks from the student loan business and issue loans directly. NPR's Larry Abramson reports that lenders and others are trying to determine what they'll do if this legislation is passed.
Recipe: take one student loan program, remove greedy banks, reap billions in savings, give savings to poor students. That's the simple formula Education Loan Department maven Robert Shireman uses to describe the White House proposal. He told the committee he wants to have the government directly issue all loans without any banks in the middle.
By doing this, we save billions of dollars. And that money can be poured into the Pell Grant program.
Pell Grants go to the neediest students. Republicans know change is inevitable, but they are trying to preserve as big a role as possible for the private sector, saying some competition is needed. Ranking Republican Buck McKeon of California said this is the only imperiled industry that the government has decided to wipe out rather than rescue.
You don't hear calls for the federal government to make all mortgages or all small business loans, at least I hope not, or all car loans. No, it's only in the student loan market where political forces are taking advantage of economic peril to create a federal monopoly.
Bob Shireman insisted there will be a big role for the private sector in the brave new world of student loans. He was careful to use lots of free market language when he described that role to the committee on Thursday.
We want to have a performance-based contract with these servicers that focuses on preventing defaults and delinquencies and making sure that we have high levels of satisfaction of the borrowers whose questions need to be answered, as well as the schools that are involved in the program.
So when all of this is over, will students be better off? Will they find the loan process less confusing? Renee Druin is with the New Hampshire Higher Education Assistance Foundation, one of the many nonprofits that help students get money. He says nonprofits like his could disappear if the administration plan goes through.
There already exists this infrastructure to provide the K-12 outreach, entrance, and exit loan counseling. Nonprofit agency will qualify to service the direct loans, only the big players.
In fact, one big player, Sallie Mae, is already retooling its business model to become the biggest servicer of loans. Now, the goal of this plan is to take the money that banks used to get as profits and use it to allow more poor students to go to school. Well, economist Richard Vedder of Ohio University told the panel the administration plan will not make it easier to afford college.
You drop more money over Harvard University or over the University of Michigan or the University of California, Berkeley, you give more money to kids, it allows them to raise tuition more. Tuitions have gone up because they can. And you have been part of the problem.
That's a problem the administration hopes to address another way, another day. The White House wants student loan legislation passed by this fall. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.